Seven Strange and Ghostly Tales by Brian Jakes, read by the author. Tale 1. This is a cautionary tale, young folk, and must not be treated as a joke. Let us then draw up a treaty against all those who like graffiti, each pencil mark, each can of spray, so difficult to wipe away, each vandal going through a phase that some poor cleaner must erase. I beg you, shun the felt-tip pen, for when a wall's defaced, what then? Do you seriously think society will say, how wonderful, how marvellous, Joey rules okay? Why must the scribblers leave their marks for all to see, thinking perhaps to gain themselves fame eternally? Put aside that marker, start a clean new slate, and keep it clean, or you may share the following scribbler's fate. The Fate of Thomas P. Cann. It was a quiet grey Tuesday toward the end of the Christmas holidays. Turkeys had been devoured, gifts exchanged, and the festive season had tailed away into mundane January. Parents swept the last of the Christmas tree pine needles out of the carpet, whilst vowing to start dieting. As for the children, they were complaining that the batteries in their new toys had run out. Everybody was disgruntled, disillusioned, and disappointed with the whole process of Yuletide. The fun, laughter, and fairy lights would not return for nearly a whole long year. None of this ever bothered Mr. Bowson, going about the same daily ritual he performed in his timeless world of Middlechester Museum, unlocking the great doors, checking the central heating gauge.